listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The District Council of Grant is all smiles this week after the Essential Services Commission deemed it financially sustainable. The Commission's latest report has praised Council for regularly updating its long-term financial plan, as well as its focus on keeping rates low. Grant CEO Daryl Wicker says the report is terrific news for council.
The benchmark of sustainability from escrows has been quite difficult for a lot of councils to achieve, and we are thrilled to announce that our financial performance has been identified as sustainable now and sustainable into the future as well.
But the news is not so good for neighbouring Robe Council, with the Commission having found its financial position unsustainable owing to high spending on new capital initiatives. South Aussie drivers have revealed themselves to be speed freaks, with more than a million speeding tickets having been issued in the state in the past 5 years. Those figures have alarmed the RAA. Spokesperson Matt Virtudes says speed is a major contributing factor in fatal accidents.
We encourage all motorists and all road users to follow the speed limits and make sure that we're respectful of other road users and get to our destination safely.
Approvals have been granted for a commercial development in Sutton Town. It will see 5 small businesses and a medical centre constructed on Pine Hall Avenue to help service the 345-block development known as Limestone Estate. And community groups across the Limestone Coast can once again apply for the Qantas Regional Grants Program. $2 million worth of grants are available. QantasLink CEO Rachel Yangoyan says it's not just money they can help with either.
The kind of support that we can provide, be it through cash or flights or marketing support, is a real way that these not-for-profits and organisations can really drive impact and benefit back into the communities.
Applications can be made online and close on May 10th.